when you look at what's happened, right? So there are things that the Israeli government officials are saying what they want to do, and then there's what we're actually seeing happen on the ground. And the really disturbing thing about it, of course, is that those two things don't really line up. So when we look at the death toll that you just mentioned at the top of the show, you said 11,000 people have now died. Well, most reports show that over 70% of those people who have been killed have been women, children, and elderly. That includes almost 5,000 children. So if you take the math, if you say, okay, in a month, we have 11,000 people killed, 70% of them women and children and elderly. If Israel is saying we have another 2 to 3 weeks of leeway from the international community, what is that? Is that another 10,000? Is that another 7,000? Also the majority of them children? How many Hamas fighters have been killed? How much Hamas infrastructure has actually been damaged? The question is just, we don't know.